Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
When your car is switched off, it's in danger from combustion acid corrosion. Mobil brings you a new petrol that neutralizes combustion acid and guards the power in your engine. The world's first petrol to fight combustion acid. Mobil Power Guard Petrol.
Come on, bring your taste to life. It'll be the beginning of a lifelong friendship with Life cigarettes. That clean, round taste gives you all you want in a cigarette. That's the way it is with life. Get you where it pleases most. So if you're just having an ordinary time, put a little life into it, because, oh man, life is great. Go on. Why don't you live it up a little, With life.
Hi, dear. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. I think I has mentioned to use Geis and Brodstedt every now and so often. My buddy Red, who also shares the apartment with me, gets the domestic bug. Yeah. Little mother of our country, Kowalski, starts getting the urge. Last time he sells the furniture, if you remembers. Now, usually I can tell when he feels these moods coming on, and I sort of sidetracks him, which ain't very difficult. But I should have known something was bugging him when I suddenly realized that he has 7 days vacation coming up the following week. And this is Friday already. And he ain't even mentioned where he's gonna go. Though I could have given him a couple of good suggestions about where to go. Yeah. Anyways, like I says, this Friday a.m., there is Kowalski and me. We are sitting in my cab like we usually does when we has a couple of minutes to spare, and the whole scam starts.
You're dropping ash all over the cab floor.
Huh?
I said you're dropping ash all over the cab floor.
So?
So it makes a mess.
Is that so?
That is so.
And what other little bits of useless and uninteresting information is rattling around in that pimple?
Pimple?
Yeah, you calls it your head, but actually it's a pimple. It ain't come to a head yet.
You're dropping ash all over the cab floor.
Listen, it is my cab, and if I want to drop ash, I will drop ash. Do I ask you to clean it?
You got 2 chances.
So leave me alone, huh?
That will be the day that I clean up your cab.
So who asked you to?
You got a nerve expecting me, to clean up your cab. Ain't it enough I's got to clean up the apartment?
Yeah, what do you mean I does my share?
Oh, yeah, sure. I cleans the living room, the bedroom, the bathroom, and the kitchen. You does the rest.
You think them passages is easy? Anyways, I don't eat potato chips in my bed.
It is my bed.
And drop all the little pieces and crumbs and stuff between the sheets.
Chuck, it is my bed.
And then go to sleep with all them pieces of potato chips in between the sheets.
It is my bed.
So it's your bed. So you goes to sleep, and every time you turns over, I wakes up. You know why? Because it sounds like I'm rolling the cymbals with them potato chips.
There is just one thing I wants to say to you, Chuck Edwards.
Yeah, what?
You was dropping ash all over the cab floor.
Yeah. Now listen, musclehead. It ain't none of your business if I drops ash in my cab. It ain't none of your business if I am up to the knees in ash in my cab.
You wouldn't be able to shift the gears if you was up to your knees in ash.
Well, you knock it off about the ash.
Then you still got the knife to ask me to clean it up.
I did not ask you to clean it up.
You know, it's funny. Whenever you feels guilty, you shout.
I does not feel guilty.
Well, you should. Dropping ash all over the cab like that.
Red, would you do me a small favor, huh?
Yeah, sure, what?
You get back into that spotlessly clean jalopy of yours and drop the whole subject.
Can't stand the truth, huh?
Will you?
Okay. I knows when I ain't wanted. I will go back to my cab. It ain't the latest, most up-to-date model cab in New York. But at least it is clean. Just one more thing.
Yeah?
Watch they don't book you for dangerous driving.
On account of what?
On account of you can't hardly move your feet for all the ash. You won't be able to put your brake on. That's why they would book you for dangerous driving. Okay, okay, I'm going.
Goodbye.
I ain't gone yet. I knew there was something I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, what?
You're dropping ash all over the street.
Ain't it the end but the living end? You want to know? It ain't. Believe you me, Miss Weston, that was the beginning. Yeah, the whole day it went on. Kowalski starts cleaning his windows in between fares. Then he polishes the hubcaps. And he bugs his fares just as bad as he bugs me. Hoo-hoo! House proud Picklebrain starts on at his passengers yet.
Cabby?
Yes, sir?
Grand Central.
Sure. Would you mind using the ashtray?
The what?
The ashtray, right there behind the seat. It pulls out, see?
That's very interesting, but I'm not smoking.
Oh. Well, if you feel like it. You got no idea what a job I have to keep this cab clean. People with mud on their shoes.
What is this, a cab or a Hindu temple? People got to take their shoes off before they get in?
Hey, that ain't a bad idea.
Of course, comes the rain, then you really got a problem.
Rain? Don't talk about rain. I can't stand it. People, wet people, running about in the rain, getting into my cab, ruining the downholstery.
Upholstery.
Up, down, what's the difference? It gets wet.
Taxi?
Oh, certainly, lady. Uh-oh.
Is there something the matter, my good man?
That dog, is it yours?
Well, since I have the lead in my hand, I should imagine that were pretty obvious. Or did you perhaps imagine that the dog dashed up to me and tied the leash to my wrist?
What I mean is, do you want to take the dog in the cab?
I certainly didn't imagine that I would take the cab and hang my hand out of the window so that he could run alongside. Aren't dogs allowed in cabs?
Oh, sure, yeah, some cabs.
But not this one.
Well, yeah, if you come right down to it, I suppose dogs is allowed in this cab.
Well, then...
Well, here's a tissue. Would you mind wiping his paws?
How about that, wiping his paws yet? And it got worse as the day went on. Of course, I has long ago decided that my buddy Red is some kind of a nutcase. Not so much a split personality as a shattered personality or something. Yeah, he changes every which way. I suppose from up there on that little pink cloud where he lives, he sort of sees things different to you and me. But boy, believe you me, it's kind of hard to get along with him when he's in that kind of mood. Well, we finally gets home to the apartment, and the idea that the next day is Saturday and no work gets to me, so I cracks open a can of beer. I have poured the glass, taken a slug, and put the can and the glass on the table when along comes Mother's little help.
Excuse me.
Now, what are you...
Just want to clean under the glass here. You know those things leave rings on my tabletop?
Your tabletop?
Mind lifting your feet, please?
What for?
Spilled a little beer on the carpet. I just want to clean it up. There you are. That's... Now, watch your cigarette.
Now, listen, you...
Ashtray. Oh, I just caught it.
You is not only driving me up the wall, you is also using my neck scarf for a dish rag.
Your neck scarf?
Yeah.
Well, I would be ashamed to say that such a wet, dirty piece of cloth was my neck scarf.
It was not wet and dirty before you cleaned up the beer with it.
Who spilt the beer in the first place?
Now listen, now just relax, both of us, huh? Now come on, sit down over there nice and quiet. Go on, sit down.
Just let me move the newspaper off the sofa, will you?
Yeah, now. Hey, now. What the heck is the sofa all covered in newspaper for?
All the dust. The dust covers everywhere.
How about that?
Okay, I'm set.
Now, listen, Red, old buddy boy.
Are these your shoes?
They is my shoes.
So why leave them lying around the place like this?
All my life I has been leaving my shoes lying around the place like that. Don't tell me you just noticed.
No, but it bothers me. It has always bothered me. But now it bothers me worse.
No. It's all my fault.
I should have spotted the signs earlier.
Signs? What signs? The dirt signs? You certainly should have. This joint is filthy.
Since when, filthy? It just looks lived in, is all.
Lived in? It's a mess. It's like some place that a couple of cab drivers share.
But we is a couple of cab drivers.
We can be clean cab drivers.
Yeah, now hold it, hold it. This has gone far enough. If you wants to go for a trip off your noodle, you go ahead. But don't try and take me with you. The next thing, a shave won't be enough for you in the mornings. You'll be giving your face a polish.
Hi.
Wipe your feet, wipe your feet.
Yo, sure. I will also wear an arm cross. Stand on my head and wipe my hands. Is he one of them moods again?
Yeah, but worse.
Mm. Well, what you feel like?
Me, I feel terrible. I can't stand all the dirt and the dust. And...
for supper, I'm talking about what you feel like for supper. Tonight is Friday, remember? That's the night I comes over and cooks supper for you two lugs to give you a change of pace from hamburgers.
Supper? You gonna cook supper?
So why do you look so surprised? It's only been going on for the past 10 years.
I can't stand strange women messing around in my kitchen.
How strange?
And who says it's your kitchen?
It is half yours.
Okay, okay, so with my muzzle, that's the half that'll get messed up.
Gee. This is a bad one, huh?
Yeah, the worst. I don't know how I'm gonna live with the house proud Kowalski.
Let's go out and eat. Make us both feel better.
That is a great idea, sugar.
You get dressed, Kowalski. You look ridiculous in that apron.
I got work to do.
So come on out and we'll eat and then you can start your work. Whatever it is.
No, you two go. I will stay home
among the cinders while my two ugly sisters goes out and eats. Yeah, see? It's getting so that I can call the shots now. Come on, Michael, let's blow. We'll eat, then we'll go to a movie, then we'll go to a nightclub. By that time, maybe he'll be asleep.
Sleep? Huh? Sleep? I ain't got time to sleep. I gotta wake. A woman's work is never done. Very funny.
Yeah. Well, come on, Edwards. Let's go put on the feed bag.
I's gotta get next week planned.
Yeah. Next week?
Sure, it's my week off, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Where you going?
But you ain't made no arrangements to go away, has you?
No.
Well, you better get moving, Buster.
I don't think I will go away anyways for my vaccination.
You mean vacation?
That's when you can't make up your mind.
That's vacillation.
That's when they sticks a needle in you.
That's vaccination.
That's when you go away on holiday.
That's vacation.
That's what I said. That's when you goes away on holiday. Why are you both picking on me,
Oh, let's get out of here while there's still one of us in her right mind.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you trying to say that I ain't in my right mind?
I has never been sure of you, Chuck Edwards. And Frank agrees with me.
Who's this guy Frank for the last time?
Please do not shout in my apartment.
You think I'm gonna tell you who Frank is? Suffer!
Please do not shout in my apartment.
Shut up!
Okay, I will shut up. Now, please go while I plan to wait.
Now, look, Red, come on. Forget the whole bit. Come with us and have the feedback, huh?
No, thank you. If I feels like a bite, I will bite myself. I will cook myself. I gotta get things worked out.
What things?
Just how I am gonna redecorate this dump next week while I am off work.
Here she is, listeners. Lovely film star, Lotta Lake.
Hello there.
Lotta, what is your success secret?
Von Ribbeck Instant Coffee. It's dark, rich roasted, and coarse grained to lock in all the strength and flavor.
But how did Von Ribbeck make you a famous star, Lotta?
Well, you know my fourth and present husband, the big movie director. He'd do anything for a cup of coffee or coffee. Wouldn't you, honey?
Yeah, Von Ribbeck goes down strong, baby.
Come on, bring your taste to life. Break out into the open with a cigarette that really delivers the good taste. The taste that comes from the superlative tobaccos of Life cigarettes. That's the way it is with life. Get you where it pleases most. So if you're just having an ordinary time, put a little life into it, because, oh man, life is great. Go on. Why don't you live it up a little, huh? With life.
Oh boy, that's right. You heard.
Mrs. Kowalski's biggest mistake was going to redecorate our apartment. Now, we had had this routine a couple of times in the past. But believe you me, Miss Weston, I knew deep down inside me where I live that this time he meant it. Now, when I tells you that a tie with 2-inch polka dots on it is Kowalski's idea of a quiet number, you can understand how I feels about the whole business. Yeah, I had visions of having striped walls and black windows in the living room. But no, rent's gonna start in the bedroom, he tells me the next morning. The bedroom?
Yeah, the bedroom. Why not?
Why?
Because I can get that done on Monday and Tuesday. That means only one night we gotta sleep in here.
In here?
Yeah.
Now listen, I just had 3 days of sleeping on Michael's sofa, remember? I ain't gonna have another session on our sofa, not for you nor nobody.
That's for sure. You ain't sleeping on my sofa, ruining the springs, burning cigarette holes, spilling beer.
Oh, yeah? And just where am I supposed to sleep?
Well, we got our sleeping bags. We sleeps on the floor for a night.
Oh, yeah? You want a bed?
Now, Chuck, don't be like that.
Like what? I likes to sleep in a bed. B-E-D. Is that so unusual?
It's only for a night.
I don't care if it's only for 5 minutes. I ain't doing it.
But, Chuck...
Chuck nothing. Forget it. No, never, ever, never. I sleeps in my own bed or else. No sleeping bags. Hey, what the heck are these sleeping bags padded with gravel?
Mine is very warm and cozy.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, then we swaps. Red?
What?
If you goes back to sleep before I does, I am going to sleep in the bedroom.
No, you can't do that. The place is only half finished. In any case, I locked the door.
For crying in a bucket, what for?
So that you will get a surprise when you sees it finished.
No.
I don't want you to see it halfways.
You know something? I don't want to see it at all.
You just wait till me and Edgar is finished. You won't know this dump.
Is that so?
That is so.
And who, if it ain't a rude answer, is Edgar?
Well, sort of like, a buddy of mine.
So how did he get into the act?
Edgar knows decorating.
And he knows you. Oh, boy, that's quite a combination. Is he a decorator?
Well, not exactly.
So what is he?
He's in the grapple game.
He's a wrestler?
Yeah, heavy.
So you has got a heavyweight wrestler to help you decorate the bedroom? Yeah, that figures.
Listen, Edgar may be a wrestler, but he has the soul of a decorator.
Oh, boy.
You'll meet him tomorrow. We're going to get an early start so we finish by tomorrow night. Well, good night. You better get some sleep if he's going to get to work on time.
How the heck am I supposed to get to sleep?
You want I should tell you a bedtime story?
No, thanks.
Okay. Once upon a time...
I said no!
There was a little girl called Little Red Riding Boots.
Hood.
Well, she wasn't no hood. It was the wolf who was the hood.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for the story, Red. Good night.
I ain't finished.
I am. When Kowalski said this Edgar guy was going to be early, oh, boy, did he mean early. 5:30 the next morning he gets there. How about that 5:30? So what's the big idea of waking up a guy at this time of the night?
It's morning.
It's night. It's still dark.
Look, go back to sleep. You don't have to wake up. Me and Edgar is the ones who's got to start early. This is Edgar. This is my buddy Chuck.
Any friend of Wade's?
Now, look, he ain't my friend. No guy that makes you sleep in a sleeping bag and keeps you awake till 3 in the morning then wakes up again at 5:30 is a friend?
Don't exonerate.
Exaggerate.
That's when a guy...
Don't start that routine at this time of the morning.
Chuck, don't shout. Think of the neighbors. They's probably still sleeping.
Why should they sleep when I gets wakened up when it's still dark?
Come on, Edgar. Let's get on with hanging the wallpaper.
Sure.
Wallpaper?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, but Edgar had this great idea. We should wallpaper the ceiling.
You think he was kidding? He was not. And neither was Edgar. Edgar yet. Believe you me, Miss Weston, Edgar was so dumb, he made Kowalski look like the local genius. Anyways, I finally gets off the wake and I leave the two of them at it.
Edgar?
Yeah?
How you doing?
It ain't easy.
Maybe we should both wake on the same piece. That way... One of us could hold up the one end while the other holds up the other end.
Okay. But you better help me on account of I don't think I can get from out of this lot.
Edgar?
Yeah, Wade.
I was going to say the same thing.
The same thing as what?
I don't think I can get out from this lot.
How's it look?
It's different. But how long will it last?
What else could we do? I mean, you dropped your piece and it stuck you.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell Chuck that, see?
You don't have to. Just tell him that this is the latest thing.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, we can tell him, but, will he believe it? I mean, he wasn't too keen when we said we was going to wallpaper the ceiling.
Well, we didn't wallpaper the ceiling. We ought to do something after you dropped your
piece. I know. It's done now. One thing sure is different. I bet we's got the only bedroom in New York where the floor is wallpapered. Well, I got this green wall painted. How are you going with the red wall, Edgar?
Nearly finished.
I got me a bit of green paint smudged over on the blue wall. Just throw me over the blue paint, will you?
Okay.
Edgar?
Yeah, Wade?
When I said throw me over the blue paint, I didn't mean you should actually throw it.
Oh.
And if you was going to throw it, you could have put the lid on the tin, couldn't you?
But you said...
I know what I said, Edgar. But I am now covered from head to foot in blue paint.
That is true.
To say nothing of the green wall, which now looks like somebody threw a tin of blue paint all over it.
Somebody did?
I know, all over me too, from head to foot, covered in blue.
I know.
What?
There's only one thing to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Instead of red, I'll call you blue. Well, how's it look?
It's different. But will he believe us?
You had to do something about those pieces of wallpaper that did stick to the ceiling.
If only it had been one big piece instead of 17 little pieces.
Well, I think it was a great idea.
Yeah, but from here, you know, lying on our backs looking at it, don't you get the feeling that maybe it could drive you quietly mad looking at it?
I sleep on my stomach.
I mean, you know, the idea was okay. But can you honestly say that joining up them pieces of wallpaper with green paint really makes the whole thing look like a bunch of roses?
No. You know what it looks like.
What?
It looks like somebody stuck 17 little pieces of wallpaper on the ceiling and joined them together with green paint.
Of course, while all this was going on, I was earning the daily bread. I mean, one of us bums has to keep working. Comes knocking off time, I picks up Moito, and we goes and has a drink. I mean, I ain't in no hurry to see what those two crumb bums has done to the apartment.
Edgar!
Yeah, Edgar, he's one of Red's buddies from the wrestling game. Solid bone from the neck up.
So what does he know from decorating?
He knows nothing from nothing. In spades, he knows nothing from nothing. And especially about decorating, in spades, he knows nothing from nothing. If you see what I mean.
Mm. Hadn't you better get back there, see what cooks?
No, honey, because I knows that when I gets back there, it will be me what cooks. I get so boiling mad at that Kowalski sometimes, I don't know how I keeps going. Mind you, I don't know which is the worst. Sitting here wondering what they has done, or going to the apartment and seeing what they has done.
Listen, maybe it ain't so bad, and Red has a point. That apartment could do with a clean-up.
Now, listen, clean-ups I don't mind. But you know Kowalski. He gets carried away. I wish. Oh, gee, the suspense is terrible, ain't it?
Well, it ain't my apartment.
Let's go and see what they has done.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. I need another drink first.
Yeah, okay.
No, maybe we better go. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think I'll have the other drink after all.
Look. It don't make no never mind to me, but for Pete's sake, make up your mind.
Okay, honey, you tell me, what should I do?
You really want to know what I think you should do?
Yeah.
Well, I think... Guy has the feeling...
Yeah?
...that you should start looking for another apartment.
guys and dolls, we gets back to the apartment, and I dashes into the bedroom.
Ah! What's the matter? What are you screaming about? Ah!
One red wall, one green wall, one yellow wall, and one wall that looks like it was supposed to be green, but they spilt blue paint all over it.
But what they got on the floor? Wallpaper?
Yeah, wallpaper. But I thought they said they was going to put wallpaper on the ceiling.
Ah!
Look up there.
Yeah? What is it?
17 pieces of wallpaper joined together with green paint. Oh, no. No, wait till I get hold of that numbskull. I'll kill him, so help me.
Say, where is Kowalski? I ain't seen him.
No, me neither. Nor that 6-year-old playmate of his.
Edgar?
Edgar, yet. Hey, wait a minute. Here's a note beside the bed. Oh.
Well, what does he say?
He says, "Dear Chuck, old buddy, old pal, old friend, by the time you get this,
I will be in Phoenix, Arizona. By the time I get to Phoenix, you will get this. I don't want you to think that this ain't the effect we wanted to get. It is just that it takes a little while to get used to, especially if you lays on your back and looks at that ceiling. And also the wallpaper on the floor makes funny noises when you walk on it. You know, I think the wallpaper is haunted. I am sure by the time I gets back from my vaccination in Phoenix, you will have learned to live with it and your buddy Red. P.S. Edgar says you can always sleep on your stomach."
Another first from the Banana Boys. The Natel Billing Society Investment Advice Bureau is a new personal money management service exclusive to all NBS main branches.
A confidential chat with one of our investment advisors could be the most rewarding thing you'll ever do. He can tell you how your money can earn more for you, how to save more tax than you ever thought possible. Plan for you to get the good things in life, a home of your own, that new car.
Call at the NBS Investment Advice Bureau and let the Banana Boys do more for you.
You can work wonders with health-giving wheat. A thrilling new recipe book tells you how. Send only 15 cents with your name and address to Wheat Recipes, Box 13, Maitland, Cape. Only 15 cents with your name and address to Wheat Recipes, Box 13, Maitland, Cape. Get a wealth of love by treating them to the health in wheat.
Well, I want to tell you, guys and dolls, if Michael hadn't been there, I would have broken down and cried. As it was, we went straight out and we had that drink. And another, and another. And when I gets back to the apartment, I has to have two more. That was the only way I could get up the knife to go into that bedroom. Well, the next day, I gets a decorator to fix the whole mess. I reckons while he's doing the bedroom, he may as well do the whole lot. So I gets the whole apartment done over while Kowalski's away. By the time he gets back, well, I's got over being mad at the lug. I mean, how can you stay mad at a guy who thinks that wallpaper is haunted? I shows him the new decorating job in the bedroom. And you know what the big lug said?
Yeah, it's okay, I suppose. A bit conservative, though, ain't it?
Conservative? Yeah, I suppose it is.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll get hold of Edgar and ask him if he's got any ideas to brighten the place up again.
Can you believe that? Well, of course, that didn't happen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If I never sees or hears about Edgar again, that'll be once too soon. That's it for this week. Hey, drive carefully. And say, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Carlton announces a brand new weapon for insect warfare.
Carlton's new insect-destroying shelf paper with the amazing gamma isomer of benzene hexachloride kills insects.
Eliminate household pests effectively with Carlton's new insect-destroying shelf paper.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewardson, directed by David Gooden.